Welcome back to Internet Anonymous. I'm your host, Megan Emily, and it's 1 o'clock in the morning right now, and I'm so sorry. It's not 1 o'clock in the morning right now. It's 1:04 in the morning, if you really want to get, like, that specific. I'm exhausted because I haven't been able to breathe out of my nose. Thanks, COVID. Anyway, I've been playing my ukulele for, like, the last 10 minutes now, and it's, you know, I just thought I'd play it. This is not my original ukulele that I got. This is my concert ukulele. So it's going to sound a little bit different than a typical ukulele would, but nonetheless, it's all the same. So. Try it as a different pattern. So that was a strumming pattern, up, up, down, down, up, up. This is going to be a plucking pattern, just like this. Anyway, it's been a minute since I played ukulele on the podcast, so I thought I'd give that a shot tonight. How's everybody doing tonight, you know? This isn't recorded live, so I don't know why I asked that question. Well, I mean, it's live for me on my side. It's not like y'all can, like, hop in and respond to that, so I don't know why I asked. I've just kind of had a low-key day, pretty much did the same thing I've been doing all week, which is nothing. When you have COVID, I just don't feel like doing nothing, or anything, really. I can't go to work until the middle of next week, and I'm exhausted, but, like, you know, we're thriving, we're here. We're still, you know, alive, and that's what matters. I make that joke, but that's not nothing. That's not something to joke about. My bad. I played Sims, like, off and on today, but it's just, every time I log in today, it doesn't feel like something that I want to do, and I don't know. Give me one sec. I'm gonna pause it for a minute, but like I said yesterday, for you guys, it's like a second. In my free time, the last couple days, I've had a lot of time to reflect on life. I've also had a lot of time to catch up on. Excuse me. Oh, there's a yawn. Caught up on some yawns. I've had some time to catch up on some writing. I wrote a little bit more in the book. And I actually wrote a couple songs and I have a few poems that I wrote as well. If you don't know, I really enjoy writing. It's something that, you know, I'll probably do till the day I die. And I'm actually recently been really proud of the things I've been writing. I'm not putting them out there yet because they're not done. They still have a lot of work to go through, but I'm really proud of where we're at so far, especially with the book. The book has come so far from when I started to where I'm at right now, because now I feel like it has a legitimate storyline instead of just pulling stuff out of my head. And I feel like you can actually picture what's going on now, and I feel like it's a lot more coherent. And it's something that's worth reading rather than, oh, this is just some kid's short story, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? And I'm really excited about that. I'm really proud of that. And I can't wait until I can say, yes, I've finished the book, and I can send it off to an editor and get it edited and published. Because, I mean, so far we're like, what did I say last time? I don't know. Right now I can tell you for sure I'm like 15 pages in to writing this book, and I can already tell you I am so proud of it already. And, you know, I'm there's not many things in this world when I'm working on projects like that where I can start off and say, like, I'm really proud of this. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see where this one goes. If you don't know, I've always been into writing. It's difficult for me to sit down and focus on stuff. But it is something that I thoroughly enjoy. And I think my imagination, because it is so active, I think it shines through really well when it comes to writing, especially when it's books and stories and stuff that I've made up on my own. If you don't know, if you haven't listened to any of the previous podcasts before, the book that I'm writing is called The Misfit. It originally started with a story that I had written when I was 15, and I lost that story, so I did my best to try to recreate it. And now we're into, it is a full-fledged adult book. Like, this is not for the faint of heart. Like, it's kind of graphic, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, if you feel like you have very modest ears, then, or modest eyes, I guess, I wouldn't read the book. That's, yeah, I kind of just decided I wasn't gonna hold back in this one, and when I take that part out of my imagination, the holding back part, I realized that it creates so much more of a strong story for me to write about, and so I really just kind of, I just didn't think about any, like, oh, what would this person think, how will this be perceived, blah, blah, blah. I'm just kind of going for it. And I think since I decided on that, the entire writing has changed. And, like, I'm going to go back towards the end and rewrite the beginning because of that. Because I feel like now that that mindset is there, I feel like I can write anything. Sorry. I feel very free now when it comes to my writing, and I didn't feel that when I started writing when I was 15. I just felt I was writing from being broken at 15. I wrote a lot of really dark crap when I was a kid, and I didn't realize how dark it was until I went back and was like, holy crap. Some of this shit real dark. But, you know, nowadays, now that I'm, you know, 25, gonna be 26, it's really something that, you know, it is what it is. I keep yawning, and I'm so sorry. If you're listening to this and you keep yawning too, my bad, my dude. Anyway. I'm super excited about writing this book. I think it is a long time coming for me, and I think it is going to be well worth the wait for you guys. Hopefully I can get it published in 2023. That's the goal. I'm giving myself a deadline by December 31st, 2022, to have the writing portion of it done. And then I want to be getting it sent off to editors and things like that in 2023 so I can have it published. I don't know if it'll be published in 2023, but it definitely needs to be off to an editor by then. And that is the plan. That is the, sort of like a outline timeline of what I'm shooting for. I told myself that I gotta write at least an hour a day, if not more. That's 7 hours a week. Don't ask me how many hours a year that is. I have no idea. Like, ain't got a damn clue. I don't have the brain power at this time of night either to be thinking about that. I'm not a math person, guys. Anyway, I just wanted to just pop in, do a short little podcast right now. I appreciate you guys and everyone who continues to listen, even when I take random hiatuses for months at a time. Thank you guys so much. You have no idea how much I appreciate you, and I will be back again probably tomorrow night. Thank you.